From WFIU Public Media and the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations, welcome to the Moment of Indiana History podcast with your host, Dan Skinner.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today, at i529.org/today.
A cultural oasis at Sylvan Lake. The Island Park Assembly, on this moment of Indiana history. President Theodore Roosevelt called it the most American thing in America. The Chautauqua movement brought religion, politics, culture, and entertainment to small towns and rural outposts across the United States from the 1870s through the 1920s. After the establishment of a family Bible camp on a lake in western New York State in 1874, the concept of the Chautauqua was rapidly reinterpreted nationwide. The Western Chautauqua in Indiana's Noble County began as a conference for Methodist Sunday school teachers, but soon included interdenominational and secular offerings. Held at the Island Park Assembly on Sylvan Lake's Kerr Island, which was connected by bridge to Rome City, the grounds boasted formal gardens, a hall seating 2,500, and a museum. During the annual summer gathering, visitors might hear an address by three-time Democratic presidential candidate William Jennings Bryan or beloved Hoosier poet James Whitcomb Riley. Though somewhat remote, Island Park Assembly enjoyed a steady stream of visitors from across the Midwest, thanks to rail service and special fares provided by the Grand Rapids and Indiana Rail Company. With the invention of the automobile, along with the advent of radio and the movies, the National Chautauqua Movement began to falter. In 1906, legislation forced the railroad to discontinue the special rates to Rome City. The Western Chautauqua, already in financial straits, folded the following year. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.